Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Well, since we talked about how it's very open and public and they wanted to be publicized in the public because they wanted to have as wide reach as possible, might as well talk about how it's a conspiracy.
I guess you will. So that's right. So finally, the New York Times published this article, "The Baseless Great Reset Conspiracy Theory Rises Again." I mean, Klaus Schwab must be feeling personally attacked right now.
Feel sorry for him.
Yeah, sorry, Klaus. I mean, like, we might have criticisms of the way that you think, but at least we're not saying you're a baseless far-right conspiracy nut who is on 4chan or whatever. We actually have much more respect for you than that, than the New York Times does.
Trudeau is denying his yeah. personal experience.
Yeah, exactly. Trudeau just came out and said it. Like, the media are the problem. They really are the problem. It's this agenda-driven propaganda where they actually are acting like they can just set your reality if they just say the right words. And that is terrible. Anyway, so from this article, "A baseless conspiracy theory about the coronavirus has found new life as cases surge once again." Oh, and that's another thing. I don't think we highlighted it enough. In these presentations, and presumably in his book, but I haven't read it, they talk very much about how the coronavirus, and go and check the link to the video I did on this in the description where you can just hear them saying it themselves, how the coronavirus has provided a great opportunity for the Great Reset, and the window of time is closing, and we can get it done now to save the world. But the New York Times is very skeptical about Prince Charles and who is it, Gutierrez, the UN head of the UN. I can't remember, you know, but all of these very important people. And they were saying how on Monday morning the phrase "Great Reset" trended with nearly 80,000 tweets, most of the posts coming from familiar far-right internet personalities. Oof, Klaus. I think they're being racist to you because you're a German, mate. I think that's what it is. "The conspiracy alleges that a cabal of elites has long planned for the pandemic so they could use it to impose their global economic control on the masses."
I mean,
that's what they're saying.
No, not exactly. I mean, here it's claimed that the Great Reset hadn't planned and that COVID is a hoax.
Oh, well, does it say COVID is a hoax?
No, it didn't. Yeah. But like long plan for the pandemic, yeah. Right? And so that this was kind of planned. Like, yeah. This was planned. This is like it's Klaus Schwab's career,
yeah,
right?
He's been doing
so like this is it has been a long time coming.
Yeah.
But at the same time that like. It's obviously
it wasn't that COVID was planned.
Exactly. Yeah. Obviously, it's not reasonable to ascribe COVID to them, yeah. Right? But it's but they're obviously using this opportunity to make the progress from their point of view go faster than before.
And they are crystal clear about saying that as well. For anyone who isn't aware and hasn't watched any of their stuff, they will just say, you know, the COVID crisis. The work that they were doing before the COVID has been allowed to be sped up because of the COVID crisis. Mm-hmm. So it's not that they created COVID or anything like that. It's just that it's a tremendous opportunity for them and they're flat out honest about it. In some versions of the unfounded rumor, it's only President Trump who's thwarting this plan and keeping the scheme at bay. Now, I'll probably do a better video on this, but Trump gave a speech at Davos, I think it was earlier this year, in the beginning of this year, and he did just flat out say, we're not going to do this. We hold up the American model as being a better system than the one that Klaus Schwab is presenting. And the American system is tried and tested and seems to be doing quite a good job. And Klaus Schwab hasn't done this yet, and I'm highly skeptical of it. So, I mean, it's not wrong to say that Trump is pretty much the only guy who's thwarting this plan, because, I mean, who else would you point to? Mm. Boris isn't thwarting, is he? You know? Trudeau's all in favour.
I agree with you that you really need to do a video on this because...
I will.
Because I... like, it's my job and I didn't even know that he gave this speech. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, it's probably in the document I'm reading from. It's just I haven't prepared it for the right thing. But it's really good because... The problem with Trump is that he's kind of got this habit of talking off the auto cue, and... don't get me wrong, it's always entertaining, but it's rarely that informative. Mm-hmm. And when he's talking from an auto cue, he's very boring, so he obviously doesn't enjoy it. And so you have to really pay attention to what he's saying. But he is genuinely addressing the arguments that they're making and saying, mm-hmm. No, look, we've got a better way. But I'll do a better video on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, the New York Times, if I can get rid of my damn keyboard so I can see it, said, the narrative first took root in late May when Prince Charles and Klaus Schwab, the executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, announced plans to convene world leaders and discuss climate change and how to rebuild an economy damaged by the pandemic. The meeting was branded as a Great Reset, and the false rumors about the tight-knit group of elites manipulating the global economy took off. But
was it branded as Great Reset or headlined as Great Reset?
Yeah, it was headlined as it. He wrote a book about it. It's all over their website. Like, and they're saying the words, we need a Great Reset because the COVID crisis has given us this opportunity. Well... and they're literally like, we want to control the global economy. So, I don't know what to say, New York Times. I refuse to be gaslit this hard. I refuse. Like, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So, okay, well, don't worry about it then. What?
So, in the video, Mr. Trudeau referred to a Great Reset and also happened to utter the words Build Back Better, which conspiracists saw as a tie-in to President-elect Joe Biden, who had used the phrase as a campaign slogan.
And also Boris, who's using it as a campaign slogan.
Conspiracists.
Like, right, okay. Only conspiracists see this. Mad. Okay. But yeah, anyway, so yeah. Soon... far-right internet commentators with records of spreading misinformation posted about the conspiracy. Hang on. New York Times, sorry. I don't think we should be judging others for our records of spreading misinformation just because of this. If I'd seen nothing else from the New York Times, I would say this was enough. But I've seen plenty else from the New York Times. You liars. You absolute liars. Right, but anyway, the posters included Paul Joseph Watson, former contributor to InfoWars, and Stephen Crowder, who has falsely asserted that coronavirus death tolls were inflated. That's not false. That's not false either.
I mean, you mean like the CDC said that 96% yeah. of the COVID deaths were wrongly attributed?
Yes. The British government knocked off something like 6,000 in the first few months because they were counting them poorly. I mean, like, it's just not false. But Joan Donovan, research director at Harvard University's Shorstein Center, said it's maddening to see the same networks of influencers traffic in recycled conspiracies get in the way of delivering accurate information to the public. What is true is that COVID is on the rise in the US because of poor leadership and the lack of a nationally coordinated response. But the rest of it is also true, Ms. Donovan. I'm genuinely amazed at the just the flagrant nature of the lies. It's just anyone could take any amount of time, go to the World Economic Forum, watch all of the watch any of the videos, watch any of the presentations, read any of the articles, all titled The Great Reset, and then the New York Times is just like, no, it's conspiracy theory. It's embarrassing.
It is.
I'm glad I don't work for the New York Times.
Exactly.
I mean, at the end of the day, we're not going to just lie about stuff like this. When we get a website, we're not just going to lie this plain.
No, we're not.
Make sure you sign up and we'll see you next time. God damn.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.